And now chapter 4, the characteristics of Rishabhdev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Shukdeva Goswami said, as soon as the Lord was born as the son of Maharaj Nabi, he manifested symptoms of the Supreme Lord, such as marks on the bottom of his feet, the flag, thunderbolt, etc. This son was equal to everyone and very peaceful. He could control his senses and his mind, and, possessing all opulence, he did not hanker for material enjoyment. Endowed with all these attributes, the son of Maharaj Nabi became more powerful day after day. Due to this, the citizens, learned Brahmins, demigods, and ministers wanted Rishabhdev to be appointed ruler of the earth. When the son of Maharaj Nabi became visible, he evinced all good qualities described by the great poets, namely, a well-built body with all the symptoms of the Godhead, prowess, strength, beauty, name, fame, influence, and enthusiasm. When the father, Maharaj Nabi, saw all these qualities, he thought his son to be the best of human beings, or the supreme being. Therefore, he gave him the name Rishabha. Indra, the king of heaven, who is very materially opulent, became envious of King Rishabhdev. Consequently, he stopped pouring water on the planet known as Bharatvarsha. At that time, the Supreme Lord, Rishabhdev, the master of all mystic power, understood King Indra's purpose and smiled a little. Then, by his own prowess, through Yogamaya, his internal potency, he profusely poured water upon his own place, which was known as Ajnabha. Due to getting a perfect son according to his desire, King Nabi was always overwhelmed with transcendental bliss and was very affectionate to his son. It was with ecstasy and a faltering voice that he addressed him, "My dear son, my darling." This mentality was brought about by Yogamaya, whereby he accepted the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Father, as his own son. Out of his supreme goodwill, the Lord became his son and dealt with everyone as if he were an ordinary human being. Thus King Nabi began to raise his transcendental son with great affection, and he was overwhelmed with transcendental bliss, joy, and devotion. King Nabi understood that his son, Rishabhdev, was very popular among the citizens and among government officers and ministers. Understanding the popularity of his son, Maharaj Nabi enthroned him as the emperor of the world to give protection to the general populace in terms of the Vedic religious system. To do this, he entrusted him into the hands of learned Brahmins, who would guide him in administering the government. Then Maharaj Nabi and his wife, Meru Devi, went to Bhadarik Ashram in the Himalaya Mountains, where the king engaged himself very expertly in austerities and penances with great jubilation. In full samadhi, he worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Nara Narayan, who is Krishna in his plenary expansion. By doing so, in course of time, Maharaj Nabi was elevated to the spiritual world known as Vaikuntha. O Maharaj Pariksit, to glorify Maharaj Nabi, the old sages composed two verses. One of them is this, quote, "Who can attain the perfection of Maharaj Nabi? Who can attain his activities? Because of his devotional service, the Supreme Personality of Godhead agreed to become his son." Unquote. The second prayer is this, quote, "Who is a better worshipper of Brahmins than Maharaj Nabi? Because he worshipped the qualified Brahmins to their full satisfaction, the Brahmins, by their brahminical prowess, showed Maharaj Nabi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, in person." Unquote. After Nabi Maharaj departed for Bhadarak Ashram, the Supreme Lord, Rishabhdev, understood that his kingdom was his field of activities. Therefore, he showed himself as an example and taught the duties of a householder by first accepting brahmacharya under the direction of spiritual masters. He also went to live at the spiritual master's place, the Gurukul. After his education was finished, he gave gifts, or guru dakshina, to his spiritual masters, and then accepted the life of a householder. He took a wife named Jayanti and begot 100 sons who were as powerful and qualified as he himself. His wife Jayanti had been offered to him by Indra, the king of heaven. Rishabhdev and Jayanti performed householder life in an exemplary way, carrying out ritualistic activities ordained by the Shruti and Smriti Shastra. Of Rishabhdev's 100 sons, the eldest, named Bharat, was a great exalted devotee, qualified with the best attributes. In his honor, this planet has become known as Bharat Varsha. Following Bharat, there were 99 other sons. Among these were 9 elderly sons named Kushavarta, Ilarvarta, Brahmarvarta, Malaya, Ketu, Bhadrasena, Indrasprik, Vidarbha, and Kikata. In addition to these sons were Kavi, Havi, Antariksha, Prabhuda, Pipalayana, Avirhotra, Drumila, Chamasa, and Karabhajana. These were all very exalted, advanced devotees and authorized preachers of Srimad Bhagavatam. These devotees were glorified due to their strong devotion to Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, they were very exalted. To satisfy the mind perfectly, I, Shukdev Goswami, shall hereafter describe the characteristics of these 9 devotees when I discuss the conversation between Narada and Vasudev. In addition to these 19 sons mentioned above, there were 81 younger ones, all born of Rishabhdev and Jayanti. According to the order of their father, they became well-cultured, well-behaved, very pure in their activities, and expert in Vedic knowledge and the performance of Vedic rituals. Thus they all became perfectly qualified Brahmins. Being an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Rishabhdev was fully independent, because his form was spiritual, eternal, and full of transcendental bliss. He eternally had nothing to do with the 4 principles of material misery, that is, birth, death, old age, and disease. Nor was he materially attached. He was always equipoised, and he saw everyone on the same level. He was unhappy to see others unhappy, and he was the well-wisher of all living entities. Although he was a perfect personality, the Supreme Lord, and controller of all, he nonetheless acted as if he were an ordinary conditioned soul. Therefore, he strictly followed the principles of Varnashram Dharma and acted accordingly. In due course of time, the principles of Varnashram Dharma had become neglected. Therefore, through his personal characteristics and behavior, he taught the ignorant public how to perform duties within the Varnashram Dharma. In In this way, he regulated the general populace in householder life, enabling them to develop religion and economic well-being, and to attain reputations, sons and daughters, material pleasure, and finally, eternal life. By his instructions, he showed how people could remain householders and at the same time become perfect by following the principles of Vanashram Dharma. Whatever action is performed by a great man, common men follow. Although Lord Rishabhdev knew everything about confidential Vedic knowledge, which includes information about all types of occupational duties, he still maintained himself as a kshatriya or warrior and followed the instructions of the Brahmins as they related to mind control, sense control, tolerance, and so forth. Thus he ruled the people according to the system of Vanashram Dharma, which enjoins that the Brahmins instruct the Kshatriyas and the Kshatriyas administer to the state through the Vaishyas and Shudras. Lord Rishabhdev performed all kinds of sacrifices 100 times according to the instructions of the Vedic literatures. Thus he satisfied Lord Vishnu in every respect. All the rituals were enriched by first-class ingredients. They were executed in holy places according to the proper time by priests who were all young and faithful. In this way, Lord Vishnu was worshipped, and the prasad was offered to all the demigods. Thus the functions and festivals were all successful. No one likes to possess anything that is like a will-o'-the-wisp or a flower in the sky, for everyone knows very well that such things do not exist. When Lord Rishabhdev ruled this planet of Bharatvarsha, even common men did not want to ask for anything at any time or by any means. No one ever asks for a will-o'-the-wisp. In other words, everyone was completely satisfied, and therefore there was no chance of anyone's asking for anything. The people were absorbed in great affection for the king. Since this affection was always expanding, they were not inclined to ask for anything. Once, while touring the world, Lord Rishabhdev, the Supreme Lord, reached a place known as Brahmavrita. There was a great conference of learned Brahmins at that place, and all the king's sons attentively heard the instructions of the Brahmins there. At that assembly, within the hearing of the citizens, Rishabhdev instructed his sons, although they were already very well behaved, devoted, and qualified. He instructed them so that in the future they could rule the world very perfectly. Thus he spoke as follows. Thus ends the fourth chapter of the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Characteristics of Rishabhdev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.